All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Nordic Village Public Infrastructure District number one to order. Today is February 9th, 2026. It's 10:06 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow, Jensen & Reese. So for the call to order, if everybody on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Dave, your vice chair, would you like to start?
Yeah, David Smith, I'm treasurer.
Laurent Jouffre.
This is Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council, and I'm also at the anchor location.
Amanda Castle with Pinnacle Consulting Group, representing the finance and accounting team.
And Derek Campbell with Pinnacle Consulting Group.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Matt back at the anchor location. Matt, do we have anyone there from the public?
We do not.
Okay. All right, board. So first up, board meeting minutes from our last meeting on December 8th. Have you had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? I can put them up if not.
Yeah, I don't have any questions on them. Laurent?
Me neither, no.
Okay. Could I get a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve.
Thanks, Laurent.
Those minutes.
And I'll second that motion.
Thanks, Dave. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. All right. Next up, we have quarterly expenditure and payment listing and then the quarterly statements. Going forward, you're going to see that we do this expenditure and payment listing. So Brendan and I have talked. We've talked with the outside auditors. And they would like us to go through more specifically the expenditures in particular from the quarterly financial statements. Partly, we had a debate with them that we do cover them, but they're part of the financial statements. They wanted us to do it more specifically. So going forward, you're going to see this as an agenda item. And then we'll go through both the expenditure payment listing and then the financial statement. So we'll just go through those. So Amanda or Derek, which one of you are taking this?
I will take this today.
Okay, perfect.
All right, so I'll go ahead and share. I was prepped today for this. So let me share my screen here. So the first thing I've got here for you is the payment listing. You'll see in the admin fund, we've got $93,931 for the relative requisitions. And then in the construction fund, from requisitions 1 through 15, we're showing $15,794,000. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to entertain. If not, we just need a motion to approve.
Laurent, do you have any questions?
I had just a question regarding the title insurance agency. What was that exactly, Dave? Do you remember?
Yeah, that was the purchase of the land the sewer site.
Oh, the sewer. Okay. Yeah. So in fact, yeah. So it's U.S. title. It was just a transfer to that structure. But okay. I understand.
All right. Well, I'll motion to approve these payments as shown.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. All right. Let's move on to the financial statements.
Perfect. Can you all see those on my screen now?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we have the financial statements for December 31st, 2025. At the end of the year, we had total current assets of $22.9 million, the majority of which were cash on hand in the construction fund, and then those relative capitalized interest and surplus fund amounts. We also had the CIP of $15.8 million representing the capital funded in 2025. That's then offset by that long-term debt liability and a little bit of accounts payable that we had at year end. If we look at the general fund, we have interest and other income and transfers from other funds representing revenues of $171,000. Those are then utilized to pay relative administrative expenses of just over $82,500. At the end of the year, the district had a fund balance of $88,659,000. That represents that money within the admin fund and will be used for future expenses. Moving on to the debt service fund, you'll see interest and other income of $190,000. We then had that transfer in from the capital with the debt closing for $9.5 million.
Hello.
Amanda, we lost you. If you can hear us, looks like she froze.
With interest and other income of $500,000.
So, Amanda, we lost you for just a little bit. Could you go back
Okay.
and cover that last page for us again?
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
So, yep, we've got property, or I'm sorry, interest and other income of $190,000 and a transfer in from that debt closing of $9.5 million, leaving excess funds of $9.7 million split into both capitalized interest and the surplus fund. And then last, we have the capital projects fund with interest and other income of just over half a million, capital expenses of 15.8 million, and then the relative portion of the bond proceeds and expenses. And you'll see those transfers to both the debt service fund and the general fund. At the end of the year, there was 13 million left over that can be utilized for future capital projects. If there are any questions, I would be happy to answer. If not, we just need a motion to approve.
Rob, do
Dave,
you have
you're
any
up.
questions?
Okay.
Well, question for you, Dave, mostly, but that does that correspond to your cash flow projections on your side?
I don't have that readily at my disposal, Laurent, to ask that answer that on the spot.
I can look on my side, but I think that sounds okay.
Okay.
That does not concern the presentation that we just heard. It just on in internally, does it make sense with what we had? And yes, it makes sense. On my numbers, it makes sense. In fact, it's a little more than I thought, so that's good.
Okay.
Okay. All
We
motion
have a.
to approve the financials through December 31st, 2025, as presented.
Thanks,
I
Dave.
second that.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, let me get the interlocal. All right, so here's the interlocal. Again, Utah Local Governments Trust is a co-op of most of the medium to smaller governmental entities in the state. So, because they're a co-op, they're able to drive down the prices. So, the insurance costs when we've gone out to bid, the trust is about half of what a normal commercial insurance policy would be. So obviously that's who we go with for our insurance. So because they're a co-op, they have allowed us to contract with them, but they would like us to join as just a regular member. So there's no additional cost, there's no additional downside to doing it. We just become a member. And so we're going to appoint either Matt or Tyler, and that's simply because over time, in the probably the next 7, 8 years, you as board members are going to rotate off to an elected board. That way we just keep consistency on the trustee level when it comes to the trust. So, do you guys have any questions? Premium stays the same, everything stays the same.
So we're not exposed to any additional risk of in any way.
No.
Okay, and this is standard how they do it, and we were the exception in the
Yeah,
past.
we all the PIDs were outliers because we're governmental entities. We just didn't join like the normal governmental entities did. So
Gotcha.
they just asked us to do it this year. So
Okay.
all the districts are doing it.
All the districts are doing it. That sounds like
Yeah, we want to be cool kids and stay with everybody else.
No, if that's the way this works, and cost is the same, and it doesn't expose us to any additional risk, I don't see any reason why I would object. Laurent, do you have any thoughts
No,
on?
same thoughts.
Could we get a motion then to approve the interlocal with Utah Local Governments Trust?
Yeah, I'll motion to, sorry, what was the name of the trust again?
The Utah Local Governments Trust.
Local governments. Okay. I'll motion to approve the interlocal agreement with the Utah Local Governments Trust.
Thanks, Dave.
And I second that motion.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, next up is the Pinemar Drive improvements.
I can give some context on this, maybe, Michael.
Hey, perfect. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, and I don't know all the details, but I can just mention that the reason we added this to the agenda is because my understanding is these improvements were not necessarily contemplated when the bonds were issued, at least to be financed by the bonds. And so they weren't included in the initial engineer's estimates that the bond financing was based on. They are eligible for financing, but because they weren't included originally, we just wanted to make sure the board had an opportunity to review them and make sure you're comfortable with these improvements being financed with bond proceeds.
Okay, so
So,
there's two questions, I guess. One is that the attorneys have reviewed this, and these are PID eligible expenses. Is that accurate?
based on the explanation that I received from the engineer, that these are public improvements that are eligible for financing. So,
Okay.
just basing that on that what the engineers have explained to us.
Okay. And so, us approving that today would mean that the funds could be used for this, but doesn't mean they will be.
I
But
believe
the intention is that they would be.
the intention is that they would be paid with bond proceeds. So
Okay.
you both feel comfortable?
Yeah, I'm comfortable with that.
Okay. Could I get a motion then to Matt, how do you want to word the motion?
I think we if the board just makes a motion to recognize these as eligible public improvements eligible for financing, I think is all we need to say. So.
Okay, perfect.
You want me to take a run at it, Laurent, or you want to take a run at it?
Oh yeah, you sure, and I can second that.
Okay.
We discussed that with Brooke previously, so.
Yeah. So I'll motion to a motion to approve the Pinemar Drive improvements as public improvements. Eligible or usable for PID funds. I butchered that, but
No, that
hopefully
works.
that works.
I think that's great. Thanks.
Yep, that works, Dave.
I second that.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. So that's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us? Any questions? Anything you need?
I have a question, but that would maybe we discuss that with Brooke before. That concerns the process or the procedure eventually if we want to sell part of this land that is in Liberty at one point, if we don't use it entirely for the sewer, how would that be? What would be the process? Should we approve that through the board and then put that on sale, or how long does it take to do that?
Yes.
Because
If yeah.
why am I asking that question? Is that on cash flow projection? I want to make sure if we desire to sell those plots that it makes sense time-wise.
Yeah, that so the sale of property by the district is just is something that the board needs to approve. Actually, if the board ever wants to discuss the sale and discuss things like, the value and what it might accept as the purchase price for the property, that discussion would actually be eligible for a closed meeting. We could close the meeting to the public and have that discussion, if necessary. But at some point, we would want to, in an open meeting, approve the sale of the property. Before it's if you're going to list it and market it, I think it would be appropriate to approve that. And then if you received an offer to purchase the property, we would want to bring that back to the board for approval as well before it's accepted.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, just a regular board meeting though. So no special timing as far as additional waiting periods or anything. We could just do a regular special meeting with the 24 hours notice for both of those meetings.
Okay.
Does that help answer the question?
Yep. Thank you.
Great.
Okay. Any others? Anything else?
No, not for me.
Okay. If I could get a motion to adjourn, then.
I'll motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Dave.
I second that.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, good to see you.